Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and its news update is brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bonox. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bonox. The Tuscola County Board of Commissioners will conduct a meeting of the whole on Monday, July 27th, in the boardroom at the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Caro. According to the preliminary agenda, Tuscola's Mosquito Abatement Director, Larry Zepf, will give an update on the West Nile virus being detected in the county, and Billy Putnam, who had family members killed in an intersection by a careless driver, drafted a resolution on his own how the Road Commission Board should operate. His resolution ties in with the Tuesday, August 4 ballot issue of asking voters to approve having the Tuscola County Board of Commissioners go back to making appointments to the Road Commission rather than having them elected by the public. Putnam's proposal calls for road commissioners to have jurisdictional districts. His resolution, if the commissioners decide to adopt it, would have road commission members represent a defined district area like the Board of Commissioners. The Putnam family has lobbied to have additional signaling added to the intersection of Deckerville Road and Hurd's Corner Road, where family members were killed, as well as other intersections in the county that have a history of several and severe accidents. And the Eveleigh School District's Board of Education didn't have to think twice when taking action on a field trip request. The board approved allowing members of the district's Future Farmers of America a trip to national competitors. FFA members have constantly held a strong showing in some competitions at the state FFA convention. Members earn 26 proficiency awards with prize money for golds and state winners totaling $1,200. Those are just a few of the district's FFA chapter accomplishments. In other FFA-related matters, the board approved making the last payment of $14,090 for the pole barn that was constructed in 2021. The barn is used for agri-science and by FFA members for students in 7th through 12th grade. School board meetings are held every second Monday of the month at 7 p.m. at the library. The next meeting will be on August 10th. When we come back from this Popham Flooring sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
In today's world, life moves fast, but your home should be a place of charm, clarity, and strength. That's where tile flooring from Popham Flooring comes in. Whether it's bold and modern, soft and neutral, or rich with texture, tile gives your space a clean foundation with personality. It's water-resistant, easy to maintain, and built to last through real life. Pets, kids, spills, and everything in between. In a time where every choice counts, make one that blends beauty with purpose. At Popham Flooring, where they help you bring your vision to life with today's top tile designs. Ground your home in something strong, something timeless. Tile floors from Popham Flooring, located west of Bad Axe on M53, or call Popham Flooring at 989-269-7358. Style that sticks, strength that stays.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, continuing with our local news. High winds and rough conditions on Lake Huron led to the rescue of four people Wednesday after a sailboat overturned off the Alcona County shoreline. Michigan Department of Natural Resources conservation officers were on patrol in Harrisville Harbor when they received a report just before 11 a.m. of a 16-foot catamaran that had capsized about a mile and a half offshore. The two men aboard, believed to be in their 30s and 60s, had reportedly been in the water for nearly 90 minutes before the emergency was reported. Officers navigated five-foot waves to reach the disabled sailboat, safely recovered the occupants, and helped right the vessel before escorting it back toward shore. As crews returned to the harbor, They encountered two more people who had independently attempted to assist the stranded sailors. A 62-year-old paddleboarder from Ortonville had been carried offshore by strong winds, while a 53-year-old kayaker visiting from Missouri capsized as officers approached. Both men were pulled safely from the water. All four individuals returned to Harrisville Harbor by early afternoon. None required medical treatment. Small craft advisory remained in effect throughout the rescue, with wind gusts approaching 30 miles per hour and waves topping 5 feet. State officials say the incident serves as a reminder to monitor changing weather conditions, wear life jackets, and use caution on the Great Lakes, where conditions can deteriorate rapidly. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Popham Flooring across from McLaren Thumb Region in Bad Axe. For everything you need for the home, including hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and laminate flooring, visit Popham Flooring just west of Bad Axe. And you can get the full news stories with weather and obituaries right here on thumbnet.net.